The gums can recede, they can swell, they can bleed, they can lead to bad odors. But even more so important, they can lead to bone loss. And it's the bone that truly does support the teeth. With bone loss, we can see tooth loss. And with tooth loss, we can see a loss of jawbone, significant to the point that the patient really experiences a deformation of the face.
So this goes far beyond just some discomfort that can happen.
Absolutely. But even more important than that, the infection, inflammation in the gums that leads to these problems can likewise lead to the diabetic situation. There's a correlation between gum disease and cardiovascular disease, of lung problems, of respiratory problems.
What's the usual cause of gum disease?
Plaque. Plaque is a bacterial substance that accumulates around the tooth, can accumulate underneath the gum line, and therefore is difficult to remove.
Is that just a result of neglect of the gums and of the teeth, or are there other factors?
Well, there are other factors. Neglect is an important factor. And lack of understanding of how to take care of the gums. We've learned over the years to brush the teeth, but we not necessarily have learned how to take care of the gums. And in addition to brushing the teeth, it's very important to floss. This bacterial plaque can accumulate underneath the gum, difficult for the brush to remove. But with flossing, we can take that dental floss underneath the gum and remove plaque. And if we do have a patient that starts early, flossing, brushing on a regular basis, seeing a dentist or a periodontist on a regular basis to monitor the effectiveness of their home care maneuvers, we can in most instances prevent the advancement or the progression of gum disease.
If you start late,
you can improve the condition considerably. And in some instances, you can actually arrest the condition, again, if you get to it early enough.
Mm-hmm.
Once the problem has progressed beyond the gums, what we call gingivitis, to involve the bones, we call that periodontitis, then typically treatment will involve more than just enhanced attention by the patient. We do certainly see instances where we have to involve the patient surgically to manage the problem. But the surgical approaches today are so conservative that the patient can be managed very comfortably. This is not something to frighten the patient. Certainly, if we can avoid surgery, we want to try to do that. Take the more conservative methods of treating the condition, but the important thing is to attempt to control the condition. Gingivitis, periodontitis, gum problems that lead to bone problems are chronic in nature. That means they're always there. That patient must always be attentive to his or her health concerns. The patient with gum problems must live a lifetime concerned about taking care of the gums. It's not something that's treated one time and dismissed.
So even if you start early and are very diligent in taking care of your teeth, if for some reason you begin not to do that, maybe for an extended period of time, this can still happen.
Absolutely. You could have very healthy gums, take very good care of yourself, hit a point in time in your life when you're stressed, your body chemicals change, maybe you begin to smoke.
That's a big risk factor.
Big risk factor. You perhaps begin to drink a little too much, go home at night, a little too relaxed, so you miss that flossing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you're certainly a risk for developing gum disease.
Why does smoking play such a big factor?
Primarily, the heat and the chemicals from the cigarette cause the little blood vessels in the gums to constrict, to tie off. And when you have a disease in the gums, you want that blood flow to combat that disease. And you, in essence, are cutting off the blood flow to the diseased tissue, so the gums get worse.
Alcohol?
Alcohol has somewhat of a similar impact in that it has a drying effect on the gums and can, in fact, the blood supply to the gums, too.
Are some people more subject to gum disease than others?
We tell our patients and ask our patients, in fact, in their family history, did your mother or father have gum disease? Did your grandparents have gum disease? Did your parents lose your teeth at a young age? Because those siblings are more prone to have those problems.
It can be hereditary?
there's a hereditary feature to it. There is a hereditary feature to it. However, just because your parents or grandparents had problems doesn't mean that you have to go down the same road and lose your teeth. We know so much more today about how to save those teeth and how to prevent these gum problems. So
all of that said then, the proper way to take care of your gums and teeth.
Brush at least twice a day. Floss very well at night. See a hygienist on a regular basis. For some patients, that's once every 3 months. For some, it's once every 6 months. For some, it's once a year. But see a hygienist on a regular basis for a good professional cleaning, in addition to what you're able to do for yourself. And let your dentist or your periodontist do an annual evaluation on you. Your gum status can change on an ongoing basis, so once a year, you want to be evaluated by a doctor.